So how does one go from being totally shut down most of their adult life to living fully heart open and connected? Now, before we get to answering that question, let's first explore what being heart open can even mean. Well, for me personally, it means being aware of and removing most, if not all, the barriers and protective armor I put in place throughout my life to avoid emotional hurt and pain. I truly believe most of us come into this world fully heart open and exquisitely able to give and receive love unconditionally. But then, over time, well, life happens. Our separate sense of self in the form of our ego develops, and one of its first orders of business is to protect itself from potential injury. Any shutdown I now feel, I attribute to my ego doing its best to, quote-unquote, protect me. Unfortunately, all that it ever really did is shut me down. Now, for me, it only requires doing one simple daily exercise to keep me in my heart. And as a side benefit, it also opens the hearts of others. And believe it or not, in 10 seconds or less. This act is so simple, you might be tempted to think it couldn't possibly be that easy. Trust me on this one. If it works for me, and I'm a real hard case, it will work for you too. Can't you be human just once in your life? That was the refrain shouted at me by my wife as she was about to go into labor at the hospital with our second child. Instead of paying attention and comforting my wife, I was arguing with our 4-year-old daughter about something not very important. Her rebuke wasn't just labor pain rage. It was also a reflection of my typical lack of empathy, which is not uncommon for people who are shut down and disconnected. Her anger stung quite deeply, because I knew there was more than an element of truth to it. Despite being successful in business and a high-energy extrovert, I always felt something was amiss in my life. I just couldn't seem to deeply connect with anyone, including my own wife and kids. Oh, don't get me wrong, I could hold a conversation with the best of them and make people laugh, all while avoiding any semblance of vulnerability. Even after years of therapy, I was no closer to figuring it out, which just made me feel more frustrated and shut down. That is, until I couldn't take living that way anymore. One day, I said, enough is enough, and I pulled the trigger on changing my life forever. With the help of someone who could see the real me, despite all of my attempts to hide it, the source of my disconnect became abundantly clear. It was simply my fierce unwillingness to show my heart, be completely vulnerable, and feel everything, including things that are uncomfortable or even painful. Thanks to life and childhood wounds, I had placed a ton of armor around my heart to protect it from ever being hurt again. Yet all it really did was prevent me from feeling anything and connecting with anyone. This insight was perhaps the biggest aha of my life. And from that point on, I drew a line in the sand and stepped over, vowing to always remain heart open and vulnerable. Now, the impact of that choice is difficult to overstate. My face softened, my eyes sparkled with joy, and I literally felt giddy, feeling truly alive for the first time. People have told me I now look 20 years younger. Imagine the transformation of Scrooge after his visit with the spirit of Christmas future. That was me. This probably explains why I would always burst out sobbing at that point in the book when I read it to my kids every Christmas. My heart literally ached for that possibility, which only required me to have the courage to allow it to happen. However, old habits often die hard, and life continues to throw challenges our way, making it easy to put those defenses back up. So I knew I needed a way to keep me in this state of being fully heart open. Otherwise, I'd risk falling back to my old disconnected and shut down ways. So what I do now, almost on a daily basis, is carry little glass hearts with me everywhere. Now, they're nothing special, just cheap iridized glass from China. Yet the impact they have when I give them out to people would make you think they were made of pure diamond. I never know with whom I'll share them. I let my intuition and heart guide me, which of course means I need to be fairly present to even be aware of that guidance. I've given them to men, women, and children of all ages, and mostly to people I have never met before. It typically starts out with me carefully placing a glass heart in the palm of their hand, looking into their eyes, and saying something along the lines of, "This is for you, because you have such a big, beautiful heart." And yes, I even say that to the men I give them to as well. Most people who receive them are deeply touched and appreciative. I remember one older lady in the grocery store checkout line weeping after I gave her one. Somehow, it soothed her troubled soul. Another time I gave one to a guy who I approached in the parking lot because he was riding a Ducati motorcycle, and I am into bikes big time. After talking about his bike for a while, something just urged me to give him one of the hearts. And he was deeply touched because of it. The next day, I ran into him again at the coffee shop. He said, "Hey, do you remember me?" At first, I didn't, but then a smile of recognition came across my face as I said, "Oh yeah, you're the Ducati guy." He said, "That's right. You know that heart you gave me yesterday? Well, I went to the beach afterwards and met someone, and I gave it to her. I think there may be something there." That was several years ago, and they are still together today. This simple act of connecting hearts by giving them away has another even more important purpose than touching the lives of others. You see, I've discovered that I simply can't give these away without my heart being open. And if I'm feeling shut down, which I still do from time to time, the mere act of giving these little hearts away will immediately reopen mine. 10 seconds is all it takes, yet the impact it has on you and the ones you give it to can last a lifetime. I have yet to find a simpler or more sure way than this for me to stay fully present, heart open, and vulnerable. And if it works every time for someone who is as shut down as I was, imagine what it will do for you.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Extraordinary Intimacy with Michael J. Russer. For all speaking, media interviews, and workshop inquiries, go to michaelrusserlive.com. For private intimacy coaching, send an email to coaching@michaelrusserlive.com.